Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a free resource from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Mark 13, verses 24 to 37, and 1 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 9. Together, these readings invite us to watch, wait, and hope. But they also challenge us to think again about exactly what we're waiting for. The image that has stayed with me is Jesus' picture of the fig tree. He tells the disciples that when its branches become tender and leaves begin to appear, they know that summer is near. This image needs a little translation for us in Aotearoa, where our native trees are evergreen. So imagine instead an apple, plum, peach, or apricot tree in spring. Tiny buds appear, then blossom, bees arrive, eventually small fruit begins to form. Nobody needs to announce that the season is changing. If we're paying attention, we can see the signs for ourselves. That becomes a wonderful Advent image. Advent begins strangely with today's reading from Mark. Instead of taking us immediately towards Mary, Joseph, shepherds, and Bethlehem, we get the sun going dark, the moon losing its light, stars falling from heaven, and the Son of Man coming in clouds. It's dramatic, unsettling imagery. One thing preachers may want to notice is that there's a genuine difficulty here, which we shouldn't try to explain away. Jesus says that this generation will not pass away before these things happen. The earliest Christians, including Paul, appear to have expected Christ's dramatic return within their own lifetimes, but nearly 2,000 years have passed. That opens up a much more interesting question than trying to defend a timetable that clearly did not unfold as expected. What if Christ has been returning all along? Not dramatically through clouds, but quietly and persistently through human lives. Christ comes whenever hungry people are fed. Christ comes when a refugee or migrant is welcomed rather than feared. Christ comes when someone who's been excluded discovers that there is room for them at the table. Christ comes when somebody visits a lonely neighbor, challenges racism, comforts a grieving person, plants a tree, cleans up a stream, works at a food bank, or gives another person the gift of being heard. Now Jesus' instruction to keep awake sounds very different. It's not about anxiously watching the sky in case Jesus appears and catches us doing something wrong. It's an invitation to become more attentive. Where is love taking flesh among us? Where is peace interrupting hostility? Where is justice pushing back against oppression? Where is somebody quietly doing something that makes another person's life more whole? Paul adds another layer in 1 Corinthians. He begins with grace and peace, and then tells the Corinthians that they've already been enriched and equipped by God. Later he says that they've been called into koinonia with Christ, fellowship, sharing, participation, partnership. That word partnership matters. Christianity isn't a spectator activity. We shouldn't be waiting for God to fix the world. We're invited to notice where the Spirit is already at work, then join in. For worship leaders, this opens up some rich possibilities for Advent worship. Rather than presenting Advent only as waiting for Christmas, we can invite people to practice watchfulness. You might use a budding branch as a visual focus, light the Advent candle while naming small signs of hope in your community, or invite people to think of one place where they've recently seen compassion, courage, or peace breaking through. You could also make partnership a recurring theme through the prayers and hymns. Don't ask, "What are we waiting for God to do?" but "What's God already doing, and how are we being invited to join in?" However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation discover that Advent hope isn't passive. We watch, listen, and notice, And when we recognize the spirit moving, we find the courage to join in too. Perhaps the most useful Advent question isn't, when will Christ come? But where is Christ coming among us today, and will we be awake enough to notice? The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nā mihi.